Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Chantal Washington, Chief Human Resource Officer at Saban Community Clinic. Chantal, can you believe it? For nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Chantal, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Saban Community Clinic is actually started off 50-something years ago as the Los Angeles Free Clinic. Mm. And back in those days, we actually provided free clinical services, medical services for anyone that needed it. But obviously through the years, it became not sustainable to continue to do that. And so we have moved to a model where we really serve the underserved. So we provide medical, dental, and behavioral health at all four of our clinics, all located in the Hollywood area, within about 5 miles of each other. So an area that is highly populated, as I'm sure everyone knows, a high population of homeless is located in that area. So we serve anyone that doesn't have any kind of medical insurance, has lost their medical insurance, and we work a lot with the homeless population. We have a few people that actually, if someone comes in with no insurance or does not know if they have insurance, specifically undocumented workers, then we help them get whatever insurance. We work with them to help them obtain insurance. So, you know, everyone is has the opportunity to get Medi-Cal in the California area. And so we work with them to get that insurance. And ultimately, our goal is whole person care. Mm. And our mission is to provide some kind of medical, dental, or behavioral health benefit to every person in Los Angeles, irrespective of who they are and where they come from. So it's a great place. Everyone that works at Saban has the mission at heart. And if you want to work here, we really want you to understand that you're serving and you're a servant to these people. So our patients come first. Mm. And we, you know, if we can get them in through whatever resource we can get, we have case managers that work with them as well. If they come in through our dental department, you know, the next places we will see if they need medical care or behavioral health care. So no matter which entrance they come in through, we'll make sure that from a whole person capacity, they have the ability to get the treatments that they need for the conditions that they have. So it's a very rewarding place. It's also a very tough place to work. Mm. We're seeing a lot of really situations that I think most people don't see, and it just makes you really appreciate what you have in your life. Hmm. So with that in mind, let's go into what I feel is important as we continue to grow managers in the organization, what we feel is important from a business acumen. And I think as we've gone through the pandemic and are coming out on the outside of that pandemic, we've had to really shift our mindset considerably, specifically in healthcare. It's been a tough 3 years in the healthcare environment. Having to continue to be there, continue to put yourself second and your patients first. And so we've really tried to work with a great amount of empathy towards our employees. But with that empathy sometimes comes the lack of accountability. So I would put accountability as one of my top goals within our organization. And we really are trying to build that culture of accountability, starting with our managers. And really, I've been preaching over the last 3 years that the managers need to be the role models. And if we don't hold our managers accountable, they're not going to hold their employees accountable. And trying to find that balance between accountability and empathy, because, you know, every single one of us has gone through our issues through the pandemic, and we've tried to be as empathetic as possible, but there is still a level of accountability. And I talk a lot with my managers about building the swim lanes for our employees to be in. So if they don't have swim lanes and don't understand what their performance metrics are, what they're required to do, you lose your focus. And so you're just swimming around looking, hoping that you're hitting your target, hoping that you're getting your goals. So, making sure that we're empathetic, but we're still making sure that they accomplish something, because without your swim lanes, you actually lose engagement. It's just hard for you to stay if you're not getting feedback, not getting any kind of coaching. You're not going to know the direction you're going to go. So we've been pushing really hard with one-on-ones. Like, every manager has to report back to us on their one-on-ones. And as far as coaching is concerned, how they're helping our employees reach their goals, and what we can do from an HR department, and what I can do to provide the resources, the tools, the training necessary to help these employees reach them, help the managers help their employees. So I would say that would be kind of my first thing about where we are where I want everyone to be from that perspective. Secondly, I think from a manager's perspective as well, we've been trying really hard to move our middle managers from managers into leaders, and helping them understand the difference between a manager and the difference between being a manager and a leader. And building those skill sets around delegation. And delegation is not something that comes naturally for some people. It's an opportunity for you to grow in. So how do you teach yourself, or how do you figure out what needs to be delegated and what you need to do yourself? And how you move a manager from a great employee that can do a job really well into someone that manages people. And so often organizations do that. And, I've seen, even in this organization, I've seen managers that have just progressed through ranks, but have never grown as a manager and are still the doer. And we've had to take those managers one by one and teach them, look, you don't need to do everything. Yes, you need to know everything, but you don't need to know how to do everything. Working with them on learning to collaborate. Cross collaboration is always a tough one, especially if you're a doer and not a manager. A lot of doers don't know, want to keep their knowledge to themselves. It's also sometimes a form of feeling comfortable and that they have the knowledge that no one else has. So how do you teach a manager to cross collaborate and work with others on coming together to come with the goal that we want to establish? So we've worked really hard with our managers around that, and just communication, right? Communication, I think everyone that you've ever spoken to has trouble with communication. We've just finished our employee engagement survey that we do every 2 years, and every year communication comes up, and every year we're like, okay, how can we do this better? And what are we missing? And really what we're finding out, that it's not communication from the organization as a whole, but it's communication between departments. And that goes back to, how do we teach our managers to collaborate? And listen, right? Part of communication is listening too, and not just instructing. So taking what you see as a problem, thinking it through, listening to the problem, and then working collaboratively to come up with a solution. And at the end of that solution, being able to implement cross-departmentally to get that done. And that's a tough one. That's a tough one for our organization. And we're really going to focus on that this year. Again, I think the pandemic has exasperated that a little bit, because our focus has shifted constantly, with especially in Los Angeles with the and in the healthcare environment in Los Angeles, with going backwards and forwards, masks, no masks, yes masks, six, and all of that. So every time we think we can bring everyone back to the clinic, then two or three weeks later, nope, send everyone home again. And so it's been tough for them. It's there's a lot of burnout and a lot of, I'm just going to sit down and do my job. I can't collaborate anymore. So remaking them feel that they're heard, making them feel that they have a seat at the table to bring their concerns and help us as the senior leaders move the organization forward. I think, and the last one, I really feel like it's just coaching and development. And so that is something we're focusing on. And just in the last 3 or 4 years with everything that has gone on, coaching and development has really come to the forefront. So we're that all the new employees, that's really what they're looking for. So we're starting to build our coaching and development plan internally. We're not a large organization. We have 300 employees. So there's not a lot of opportunity within career ladders, just because you're going from a medical assistant to a doctor. And so, there's not a lot of movement that we can establish with only 300 employees. But we can build the opportunities, if it's not growth ladders, the opportunities for them to grow personally and give them opportunities to learn more and just become a subject matter expert in some specific something specific that can help us as an organization. So I think those are what I would say have been the top priorities within our organization, and what I see is important as we move forward as well into the post-COVID era and see, how that takes us.
Brilliant. A couple of quick closing comments from me, if I may, Chantel. First of all, I just want to say a big thank you for the work that you do, obviously with that being our backyard. I know what you're doing is very, very important work. It really resonated with me as well, all three points, but especially that first point when you spoke about that balance between accountability and empathy. It made me think of that phrase, truth and love, that really if truth without love is not truth, love without truth is not truth. And I feel that with accountability and empathy, if a manager's all empathy with no accountability, or all accountability with no empathy, it just doesn't work. It's that balance between this. I love that. If you haven't trademarked that, I'm going to steal that.
No, I haven't. Go for it.
You can always trust the Brits. We've never done anything wrong in history, I just want to give a mention out to our subscribers to look out for the events page of our website with the various activities we have going on, many of which are free of charge. So look out for those. And Chantel, I just want to say again, a big thank you to you personally, and could I offer you a virtual high five?
Thank you. Yes, there you go.
And in case our audience members are wondering, I'll leave you to guess which one of the two of us you think is from England and which one of the two of us you think is from South Africa. Chantel, thanks ever so much indeed.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate your time.
All right.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.